what I want to know was when you ever ran into a problem with your business or your company that you couldn't figure out, what would you do? Would you call up one of your buddies?
I'm calling anyone up. Listen, I'll show you a text message right here.
And you're asking them for help, right?
Fucking ain't right.
That's what...
Drop the ego, you know? Just
mastermind.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about this. Mastermind. You see right here. We're talking right here. I said, hey, brothers, how are you? I said, great. I said, how do you look at your P&L, cash or accrual, right?
Uh-huh.
Prioritize. That's literally today, 12:48. That's one guy. I asked the next guy, I respect the same exact way. Because I'm trying to fix something in one of my companies right now. I'm looking at it both ways. I said, hey, brother, how do you look? You see, right? Exact time.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah.
Like, and you so, got it. You got it. Yeah. Listen, if you think you're going to know it all, boy, it's a...
Oh, absolutely not. And that's my point exactly. Like, the audience can't see, obviously, but the text messages he just showed me, they're legit. So whenever you come up with a problem, you're not afraid to ask for help. For some reason, in school, the testing system, don't look over their paper. You can't ask anyone for help.
Why the fuck do you guys care about school? Think about what your teachers, and I'd say this to any teacher, I'd say it to anyone, like, show me your top graduating class, let's line them up, and then let's take all your C and D students, let's line them up, and let's see who's more successful out in the real world.
No, don't be mistaken. We care about school in the way that we don't agree with the system exactly and how they
we
teach
kids. We care
about
the people that are trapped in school mindset and don't know how to
get out. Try to help them escape the matrix.
Because every single day they're probably hearing from their parents, from their teachers, oh, if you don't get if you don't graduate from high school, you're never going to make it anywhere.
You got to think it's scary. Well, I do believe you got to graduate from high school bare minimum. I mean, goddamn.
Like the college, the whole thing, like you have to go to college or else you're not going to end up being no one. I mean, I think it scares them. You know what I mean? They don't know how to. Obviously, there are people that are like on the internet that are saying, like us, you know, pushing the way of you can do it without the college degree.
I think there's different strokes for different folks. Listen. A lot of people come here, right? An American dream was this. Most people don't realize that. For whatever reason, everyone wants to be. My son follows this guy, Andrew Tate. You told me about him too long ago, right? Everybody wants to be Andrew Tate, right? And that everyone's not going to be Andrew Tate. That's not the reality of the world, right? That not everyone's built. You might be Andrew Tate some one day, but not everyone.
You looked at the right guy.
Not everyone's going to be Andrew Tate, right? Like, that's just reality. My fat ass is not going to be Andrew Tate, right?
I think you look pretty... Listen,
I look like you as your age, right? So I'm a self-aware guy, right? But there's people out there that want to go to school, and their parents literally work for the government, or they're teachers themselves, or warehouse. And there's nothing wrong with these professions, and they're police officers. And they're saying to their children, listen, I lived a great life. The American dream was to have a single home or a home, go on a few vacations a year, and it's a good life. Not everyone is meant to risk it all and take chances. I get zero salary every day I walk in. I don't collect the check, right? I own these businesses. If we lose money, I lose money. If we make money, I make money. And not everyone's comfort level is that. So I don't push the agenda of school's not for everyone. I think there's a place for school for people. I think for guys like me, school would never work out. I don't think I knew at a young age it just wasn't meant for me. But, you know, if you most entrepreneurs, I believe, don't do very well in school. And this is a fact. Just Google your Fortune 500. You would think the majority of CEOs were from Ivy League schools. They're not. They're all from state schools or private schools, not Ivy League. So, I mean, Ivy League school has – oh, little Johnny went to fucking Harvard, right? Doesn't equate.
No, yeah, that's very well said. Yeah,
100%.
So, something.
There's a lot of like young guys, especially our age, like that want to be entrepreneurs so bad, and they see social media. It's so easy nowadays. Like you said, but what does it really mean to be an entrepreneur?
Well, it's not as easy. Like I said, I would make it look easy, because I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I know what I am. I said to my 34-year-old son the other day, I know I'm hard. I know what the fuck I am. Right? I'm not a delusional guy of. You know, I'm the nicest guy in the world, but I'm not delusional. I want to win so bad, it's going. I don't think people understand your age, how much work it takes, how many hours it takes. Social media is not real. You guys know that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know these girls that have 100 filters and these guys have 100 filters. Like, it's not real. Like, this shit is not real. Yeah. Like, people are renting cars. They're putting green screens of flying jets and shit.
Lying to themselves that they're there, but they're not really.
You know, so... I don't think people understand how hard it is your age, how many times you got to fail. I don't think your generation is willing to fail and lose. You're so concerned of what people think of you. It's insane, which I don't understand why.
Absolutely not.
That I don't understand why you give a fuck what anyone thinks of you guys.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares?
It's almost like every single failure is what gets you there instead of every single win.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have failed more, so much faster, because I would be a fucking billionaire by
now. Great. That's seriously,
when you
think
back, I'm pretty sure more of your success came from those failures instead of those success that you're like, oh, yeah, I did this.
Seldomly does any of your success come from wins. You learn more from failing than you do winning.
Yeah.
I just truly believe that. I tell my sons that all the time.
What about sacrifices? What sacrifices did you make to get here?
Oh, everyone. Listen, that's another thing your generation doesn't understand. I worked Christmas Eves, Christmas Days, 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Listen, I had to stop going out. Listen, I know a lot of my friends that I hang out with, if you still stay in touch, the majority don't even try anymore. I don't blame them because I stopped coming around, right? Like, I don't blame them. But that was a sacrifice for me to say, I'm not going to the bars. I'm not chasing women. I'm not going and leaving my family. I'm not going to, you know, cheat on my family here at work and cut out during the day to go drink during the day. Listen, I enjoy going out. Like, I'm not like most people are like, man, you don't go out, you don't enjoy it. I love going out. Like, I enjoy a night out in the city. I'm going to Miami with my wife tomorrow, aka Pound Town. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I love going out. I'm a happy guy, but you have to sacrifice to get what you want on the back end, and you got to put that shit aside and be disciplined.
That's great, seriously.
You were speaking about your friends, vice versa. What do you think about friends to start a business with? Or what's your stance on that? Because there are some people that say yes, there's some people that say no, because you might be emotionally attached to them where you won't let them go if they're not doing their job.
That's not, listen, it's business. I've had family members that work for me that don't work for me. I've had best friends. Listen, one of my best friends, I'm not gonna say his name here, but I terminated him. I still see him 3 times a month, 4 times a month. He's one of my best friends, and he's now being an entrepreneur. And I hope he fucking crushes it. You know, no, I think people that understand it's business don't take it personal. I think some people do take it personal. Then they really weren't your friend.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
No, it's not that hard to figure out. Yo, dude, you're not holding up to your end of the bargain. Like, tough conversations really aren't that tough to have if it's just matter of fact. It's when people make it personal and, well, you spoke to me this way, you spoke to me that way. Who gives a fuck how I spoke to you? Like, doesn't change the facts.
That's so true.